online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
We're being urged not to go too close to a whale which is swimming in the River Thames near Gravesend. It was first seen yesterday before being spotted again this morning, thousands of miles from its normal home in the Arctic. Experts are keeping an eye on it to make sure it's not in trouble. Sky's Ender Brady is over the other side of the river in Essex and says lots of people have gathered to try and see it.
Quite a few wildlife enthusiasts down here now with all their technological gadgets, and the whale hasn't travelled very far. In fact, I would say no more than maybe 300 metres from where he was first spotted yesterday afternoon.
Stephen Marsh from British Divers Marine Life Rescue says it's a very unusual sighting.
They should be in much cooler waters where they're used to feeding. Obviously, this one has, we don't know if this is one of the two that were in Northumberland a couple of years ago, but this one's come a little bit too far south.
You can see pictures and video at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
Jeremy Corbyn's using his big speech this lunchtime to tell Labour members that his party's offering a radical plan to transform Britain. He wants to create 400,000 green jobs and offer more free childcare. A man who tried to rob a Medway newsagent while armed with a knife is starting almost 3 years in jail. 47-year-old Dominic Stockdale from Ordnance Terrace in Chatham threatened a worker at the shop in Rochester in August but left empty-handed and was arrested 15 minutes later. KMFM's been told children in care who are being placed in Kent from other parts of the country are being unfairly stigmatised. There are currently 1,300 young people who've moved from to the county by other authorities. Around half of them are from London. The majority have been sent to live in Thanet. Leslie Game is a councillor there and says many are being blamed for antisocial behaviour.
If you look at the recent fire that we've got at Westwood Cross, which actually is still burning, the comments on Facebook were instantly, oh, these have to be children in care who've been sent down from London. Now, this isn't always the case.
It's claimed hardly any of the homes planned for part of Kent have actually been built, despite a growing demand for new housing in the southeast. A Lib Dem councillor says the Canterbury area is falling short of a target to create at least 800 homes every year until 2031. A burglar who used a victim's duvet cover to carry valuables from a property in Maidstone has been jailed for 22 months. Someone managed to take a picture of the 26-year-old leaving a house in Jasmine Court in April with stolen jewellery, handbags and cash.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A Kent dad says more needs to be done to make new parents aware of a condition which can cause babies to cry excessively. Infant colic can affect around one in three newborns. However, a fifth of mums says they've never heard of it. Al Ferguson from Tunbridge Wells set up Dad's Net and says it can be very distressing.
For most crying, there's a reason, you know, very good and obvious reason. It's because they're hungry, it's because they're wet, it's because they're teething. You know, there's a kind of, you can kind of trace it back quite easily. But with infant colic, it's much harder to identify.
And sculptures of soldiers are going to be put on a roundabout in Ashford to mark 100 years since the end of the First World War. The so-called King's North Turbo Roundabout, also being renamed Flanders Roundabout next year. The silhouettes were previously installed in the Memorial Gardens. You can see pictures at Kent Online.
Sport.
With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and Kent are continuing to struggle on day three of their final game of the season. With more on that and some news about Wembley Stadium this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
Well, Kent have lost 5 wickets already today. A short time ago, they were on 133 for 6 in their second innings at Birmingham, trailing Warwickshire by 80 runs. Both sides have already been promoted to Division 1, but this result will decide who goes up as champions. Football and Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho insists it's business as usual, despite stripping Paul Pogba of the vice-captaincy. The manager was upset after the midfielder questioned his tactics after Saturday's Premier League draw with Wolves. Pogba was also left out of the United squad last night in their shock Carabao Cup exit to Derby. And according to a report in the Financial Times, the Football Association's agreed to sell Wembley to Fulham and Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shahid Khan for £600 million. The businessman's been in talks to buy the National Stadium since April. The proposal will now have to be approved by the FA's 10-member board at a meeting tomorrow.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.